This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's resume the conversation. Five times more likely to attract listeners than any other radio program on at the moment. How do you do? Let's see here. My friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are all here working our way through a celebration of the newest affiliate to the There really is a...
It's always the good. Congratulations.
Yes, right. Better. Underscoring Crap Radio as a new station, KRAP, in Missouri. So congratulations to those folks. Thank you very much for changing your frequency and your call
letters.
You're
listening to the crapper.
That's full of a lot of news crap and sports crap. We've got it right here. And conversational crap, or crappy conversation.
What's that noise coming out of the crapper? It's the Doug Stevens Show.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't think you had such a high opinion of me after all these years being connected. So, let's see here. We have, let me just try to put Jennifer into the same mindset that we have been in for the last, 3 hours or so. I've been talking about Bill Weld, not for the whole of the 3 hours, but references pretty much in each hour to Bill Weld being the lieutenant, I keep saying lieutenant governor, because he was governor of Massachusetts for 8 years, did a great job, and now he's going to run on the ticket with Gary Johnson. And they are going to have a significant impact on Donald Trump. So here's my read on this, Jen.
Yeah.
Bill Weld and Bill Clinton are very good friends. Have been since they were. He was governor. Weld governor at the same time Clinton was president. And Clinton took about four, five major ideas from Weld that worked well in Massachusetts, including welfare reform. He took the Weld welfare reform that passed in Massachusetts pretty much word for word, introduced it as a bill, got it passed in the House and the Senate, and enacted it into law. And so, but there are a number of other things. Clinton used to say, Bill Weld is my favorite governor. And the Democrats, wait a minute, don't keep saying that, he's a Republican. And Clinton said after he got elected the second time, I don't give a crap, going back to the previous conversation, I don't care. This guy's a good governor. He's got good ideas. And where they can apply to the country as a whole, we're going to use them. We're going to try to get them through. So that's what happened. Weld has been working as a lobbyist and a lawyer in New York for a number of years. And so now... the Koch brothers, the only thing that I find suspicious here to a certain point, well, there are two things that are suspicious. One of them is that the Koch brothers are funding Gary Johnson because they'll do anything, spend money like drunken soldiers to keep Trump from getting elected. Right. But Weld, being a friend with the Clintons, I think he has integrity, so I'm not suggesting this is what's going on, but it is not beyond the realm of possibility. Bill Clinton said, all right, why don't you join Gary Johnson, and you'll siphon a lot of votes away from Trump, and when Hillary gets elected, you'll be the Attorney General. Now, that's speculation, wild speculation, but yet interesting speculation, because anything's possible, right?
Anything's possible.
And to the point that Victoria said this morning, she's voting for these guys, because they are where she is. And
this
frankly,
is exactly how I
they
feel.
Are where I am. I may vote for him, too. I like Donald Trump because I want to shake things up, but And now, what happens, though, we're going to screw the system. You know, we're not going to get what we want. If we vote for Weldon Johnson, we're not going to get what we want because Hillary will win. So that's the
consideration. Sadly, as much as it pains me to say, because I don't necessarily think it's right, this is a two-party country.
Yeah,
and
not to be, but yeah.
It ought not be. Exactly. I agree with you. It ought not be, but it is. And it's highly unlikely that a libertarian or another third party candidate would take a state. And you have to do that. I mean, this is not about popular votes. It's not about any of that. It's about the Electoral College. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to imagine. I mean, which state could a libertarian take? Do we know? Do we have any
maybe
ideas?
With Weld, could they take Massachusetts?
North Dakota.
North maybe Dakota. Massachusetts. That's an interesting one. Yeah. I can't imagine Massachusetts wouldn't go blue.
They're not, the people here are not crazy.
A lot of Democrats.
Elizabeth Warren has everybody all shook up because even though she's the darling of the liberals, there are a lot of people, as Trump referred to her as Pocahontas, there's still that lingering aura of her telling a story. I'm not going to use the L-I-E word.
Right.
But her complete fabrication about her having Indian blood. She doesn't know Indian blood. She's got any more Indian blood in her than I do, for God's sakes. But anything to win. So it was a headline for a couple. Oh, she's an Indian. Good, let's vote for her. You know, it's nonsense. Okay, now, speaking of voting, and back to Bill Clinton, Clinton's fundraiser for his entire 8 years was Terry McAuliffe, who was also chairman of the Democratic National Committee for, I think, 4 or 5 years. And then he became governor of Virginia. Well, it seems
we're
like
all corrupt people go to govern, apparently.
Oh, yes, right. Apparently, the FBI, no, they corrupt. There's just as many corrupt people in Chicago and Illinois as there are in
Virginia.
Okay,
I'll give you that, yeah. But maybe more, actually.
It's close. It's pretty close. Pretty close. So Terry McAuliffe now finds himself being investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Who else better to be investigated by than the Federal Bureau of Investigation for campaign finance irregularities? Ooh.
Yeah, for problems with Mr. Wang. Did you hear about it?
Mr.
Did you hear the details?
Wang. Well, actually, I'm going to play an excerpt from an interview.
Perfect.
That explains all this stuff, and then you can further explain it, Jen.
We know that this investigation dates back at least into last year, and that this is looking into donations to McAuliffe's 2013 campaign for governor. At least part of the focus has been on campaign donations and whether or not they violated the law. Now, in particular, one donation that they looked into were contributions from a wealthy Chinese businessman, Wang Wenliang. As part of this investigation, the FBI also has gone back to look at McAuliffe's time as a board member for the Clinton Global Initiative. Now, that's a foundation that was set up by former President Bill Clinton and his family. There's no allegation of any wrongdoing by the Clintons or the foundation, and we just received a statement in response to this story from Mark Elias, the attorney for McAuliffe's campaign, and he says neither the governor nor his campaign has knowledge of this matter, but as reported, contributions to the campaign from Mr. Wang were completely lawful. The governor will certainly cooperate with the government if he is contacted about it.
Aha!
Something wrong with Mr. Wang.
Whoa. I'm awake.
Sure. We have to make sure that we know what's wrong with Mr. Wang. After all, what could be wrong with Mr. Wang? Mr. Wang could be Wong. It could be Wong Wang. We know him as Mr. Wong Wang.
And there goes all of our Asian listeners.
Where are they going?
Nice to know you.
What's
back
the
to
problem?
Sleep.
No sense of humor, Mr. Wong? Mr. Wang? What's the matter with you people? You people, there I am again. That's my
you people.
You people.
Hammer it home with you right. People.
Yeah, so I guess in question here.
Jennifer, save me.
Yes, no problem. Let's just skip over what just happened. $120,000, I think, of donation money to Terry McAuliffe from Mr. Wang.
Really?
Who is friendly with the Clintons, who is friendly with Terry McAuliffe. There are some deals going on, perhaps, behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Really?
What makes it illegal is that you cannot accept, if you are running a campaign here in this country, you cannot accept donation money from other people,
foreigners.
From other lands.
Right.
Now, they're saying there's some gray area here.
So Mr. Wang is from another... Mr. Wang is from... Mr. Wang is Wong because he's from another country?
He's a Chinese national.
Really?
But...
Kara, don't we have... I like Chinese hanging around.
No.
Come on, play. I like... Just might as well do the whole thing.
I don't think she could find it.
No, she can find it.
Oh, it's lost. Whoopsies.
I like
Chinese.
Anyway,
they only
but
come
he lives
up to
here, so there's going
to
be a little bit of gray area. But this just, you know, all of these favors just make me laugh. And people constantly go, wow. The people in the party system go, wow. Where did Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders come from? Well, wakey, wakey, people, this is where they came from because people are so sick of this corruption and nastiness. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a week ago, Terry McAuliffe just gave back voting rights. Remember this? To like 100,000 plus people to vote in the next election. You think that could have been a favor for the Democrats and Hillary Clinton?
Chinese?
Maybe. That's
no,
maybe.
They were people released from prison, right?
No!
Right. They were felons who don't
no
get their
Chinese
voting rights
in prison?
Back. What?
No Chinese in prison?
No, I'm sure there might be one or two.
Yeah. How come... Wait a minute, Kara, you...
What's the connection to Mr. Wang?
This has gotten
he's
awkward.
Wrong.
No, but I'm just... No, but it's a serious question, though. What is the connection of... Who
he
is Mr.
Money.
Wang?
He gave $120
No, I get
grand.
That. I get that. Okay. But who is he? And why would he give to a random Virginia
business
governor?
Favorite.
Because he's... He has a company that is American headquarters are in
right.
Virginia, and he
all
wants
right, so that's
to
the
have
answer that I'm looking for. Okay, so that's the connection to
he
Virginia.
Needs juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. He needs
right.
to have... The Chinese need more exposure in America. They don't have enough now. So they want more exposure. So Mr. Wang is Wong because he gave money to Terry McAuliffe. So wait a minute. Kara,
well,
I gave
they
you...
Well, if they say it's legal, then we don't know yet. That's what I guess they're looking
there's
into.
There's insubordination. Hold on a second here. There's insubordination
I
in the ranks...
There's something going on here.
...of the Good Day program because I recall specifically making reference to the song right. I Like Chinese.
I think you missed my... subtle attempt to shift it in a different direction.
But subtle or not, I wanted to have I Like Chinese playing as a backdrop to us talking about how Wong Mr. Rang is.
Since this is a triumvirate, can we have a vote?
Yes, it'll be 2-2. Jennifer and I vote together on everything.
I say hit the music.
Hit the music. All right, so it's 2-2.
I guess we'll just have to decide during the break and then come back.
We'll
have
a
runoff.
Yeah, let's play it during the break and then we all win.
19 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello?
Awesome. If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after payable amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This band. Jimmy Carter gave an honorary doctorate degree to Hall of Famer Greg Allman last weekend, and he says, Allman says, he wouldn't have been, wait a minute, no, Jimmy Carter said he wouldn't be president without the Allman Brothers band. For some reason or other, and I don't know the background, he said that Carter said the Allman Brothers band support made him president in 1976. They were on the road, they toured, and they helped give Carter some
That was like the height of the Almonds back then, right?
Yeah, it was. They were a Georgia group.
Yeah.
And so Greg Allman was given an award, honorary doctorate of rock and roll music from Mercer University, where Jimmy Carter gave the commencement speech last weekend. I think it was on Saturday. So recognition of his musical accomplishments, kind of a cool thing. I thought we were talking about Jimmy Carter. I thought as an anecdotal conversation, this is a guy who's, what, 90 or something? He's had cancer of the brain.
Yep.
And, man, the guy is still
Don't
out there.
Still ticking.
Yep. He said this weekend, the Saturday thing was the graduation ceremony at Mercer on Sunday. You know, he's a Sunday school teacher, and religion, racial reconciliation, center of his life, on a mission to heal the racial divide among Baptists now, and help the country soothe rifts. Southern Baptists are not big fans of black members in their churches. I mean, you'd think you were back in, for God's sakes, you'd think you were back in the 1860s with some of these characters. And then he talked about animosity toward President Obama this weekend and Donald Trump and what he stands for, and he's going to throw everything back. But mostly, he's called for a sort of a conference. He's going to bring the Baptists together to try to at least put people in his religion onto the same plane, because, as I said, a lot of Southern Baptists don't like blacks. And it's clear they don't like blacks. He's 91. What did I say? 93? 91. 39th president of the United States, grew up on a farm in Plains, Georgia. Most of his friends were the black children of the farmhands on his father's farm, plantation. He was raised a Southern Baptist. He was the first president to call himself a born again. Brought a lot of attention to a lot of evangelical movements. He was big on Obama being elected and yada yada. So he wants to bring people together. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. Remember that back in 2002 with his work. Ever been to the Carter Center? I was there once in Atlanta. It's quite an interesting.
No.
It's fascinating. He's a fascinating guy. I've interviewed him two or three times. And he's always got the same sort of, I always called it a dull smile. But he's a very smart man, very sweet man, well-intentioned man. He was a terrible president, but he's a very, very good human being. Good for him. I think he needs. We need to have unity.
Someone needs to start somewhere.
Yeah, and he's a good guy to start it. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, just as with people, canine and feline allergies are caused by an overreaction to a substance by the immune system. There are things you should check for. Most canine and feline allergies manifest themselves in skin irritations. At the lowest level, a dog may be the victim of a breakout scratch, meaning all of a sudden he'll stop whatever he's doing and start scratching. But here are other signs to look for. Frequent rubbing against carpet and furniture. Constant licking or chewing of the paws. Continual scratching, especially underneath the body. Inflammation of the skin, which may lead to infections and other problems. You know, it's up to you as a good pet guardian to watch your pet, notice where they seem to be itching and where they seem to be scratching, and have a conversation with your veterinarian. However, if you've been going to the same veterinarian over and over again and you're not getting the results you should be getting, maybe it's time for a second opinion. Maybe it's time to see a veterinary dermatologist or ask your vet to perform an allergy test. Nothing worse than watching your pet suffer with allergies when they don't have to. With the great new medications on the market that are available to you and your pet, we can all be a whole lot happier. I'll more next time.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-509-9777 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-509-9777. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-509-9777 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-509-9777. That's 800-509-9777. 800-509-9777.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
The business of talk here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Kara is out. She disobeyed a direct order and therefore is no longer my friend.
What's this button that takes you guys off air? Did I almost hit that? Whoopsies.
All right, so people in the news today. Apparently, Helen Hunt was mistaked. It's a mistake. Bad English, Doug. Mistaken. Wait a minute. Just a second. Kara, didn't you just get a call from somebody who was complaining about me taking too much time explaining things because I'm too concerned about English as a foreign language to him?
I certainly did.
Yeah, and so really? What's his beef with me is that I take too long to do what and why?
Well, his beef is that you're trying to explain a story.
Yeah.
and then you get caught up in the English. And then you explain that for 5 minutes.
What?
And then you don't get to the story.
That doesn't sound accurate at all, wink, wink.
No.
He's listening to the wrong show.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did he miss my conversation in Chinese about how long Mr. Wang was?
Well, it was, it was before that, but I'm sure he'll call in about that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're wondering about how long Mr. Wang is, you might want to listen to the podcast. We got that straightened out, Kara. He was calling actually about that because he...
I think the story was something about Helen Hunt being taken for Jodie Foster.
Yes, she was gone. She went to a Starbucks, and
I feel like I gave birth this hour.
Very fun.
Woo!
Okay. So
I feel like your doula.
Doula.
So,
all right. So anyway. What went on? Apparently, Helen Hunt, I don't understand what the big deal is here. The guy behind the coffee maker confused Helen Hunt for Jodie Foster, so he put Jodie on the cup. You know how they do at Starbucks? They write your name on the cup.
And you know how he's like, oh, I know who you are. I'm going to impress you by not asking for your name. I got this. And then he didn't even spell Jodie's name right. Like, Jodie Foster is J-O-D-I-E, and he's J-O-D-Y. Come on, dude. Right.
Was Helen Hunt standing there for a half an hour while someone was yelling, Jodie,
my coffee is cold now. But, you know, they just go into places like that, just like we are. What's the difference? They're just people, too.
So, speaking of name problems,
yes,
I had a little embarrassing moment yesterday, can I tell you?
What, you were recognized as being a co-host on the Good Day program, and it was embarrassing.
Actually, over the weekend, somebody cried and came up to me and said, "Are you Jen? I love you." And like, it was really cool. They said I was better than Meghan McCain, except I think they meant Meghan Kelly. I don't know. Meghan McCain's also a person, but
Meghan does her own syndicated program in the evening now.
So my family's pretty small, except for my grandfather's brother, who had like 100 children, and I never see them. But one of them, the one that I see most, actually works on my phones at my day job at CRN, and he was in the office yesterday, and he is my closest one of those people. And so, you know, I was happy to see him. I hugged him, and I go, "How's Wendy?" And you know when you say something and it just doesn't feel right?
And your word, it's like you see the word bubble outside of your face, and you're like, that's wrong.
Wendy was his bitterly ex-wife from...
Jennifer. Nice
and
going.
And his new wife's name is Nancy, and he's only been with her for like 15 years.
Only.
A funny note about the Starbucks story. So Starbucks, Helen Hunt tweeted about it and posted a picture of the drink, and that's how people found out about it. Well, Starbucks responds and says, "Sorry about that. We hope the drink is still as good as it gets," referencing her movie.
That's cute.
That was all right. So someone's got a little bit of a sense of humor.
Jack Nicholson with Helen Hunt. Yeah, that was a good movie, actually.
Yeah.
Good. That was very clever, Kara. You've now gotten back into my good graces. Congratulations. 39 after the other people in the news today. Angelina Jolie has gotten a new role as a visiting professor at the London School of Economics. She will lecture on women, peace, and security.
How is that economics?
I don't know. It sounds like
I think they have a women's studies school that's part of the
law. I'm going to ask again. How is lecturing about peace economics? Just going to throw it out there.
Well, I think
the economics of refugees and war.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised you're talking about that. All right, so anyway.
Maybe she should talk about how to adopt 25 children economically.
Stop being such a cynic, will you, please?
All right, I like them. Hey,
John Stewart adopts abused horses.
Oh.
Actually, he over the weekend was sent a horse that was shot 125 times with paintballs.
Oh, my God.
So if you don't know the story, after John Stewart retired from The Daily Show, from which he's made $10, $12, $14 million a year for the last 14, 15 years, and he apparently has saved $100 million or so. So he and his wife bought this farm in upstate New York, and they're now rescuing animals. He doesn't want to do the television anymore. He doesn't want to do movies. I mean, he's going to do something, but this is where he's spending most of his time. So this is the story of Lily the horse, who was found emaciated, bruised, and covered with paint. She had to have one of her eyes removed because of the damage from these clown. I want to use a word that I can't. If you follow, I think what I'm doing, Victoria, is I'm posting things on my personal Facebook page rather than my Good Day Facebook page. There are a lot of things about animals and the treatment of animals that Meredith and I agree on, and she'll post some things and I'll repost them. But this sort of thing is the sort of thing we keep our eyes on.
Right.
So anyway, Stuart's wife is named Tracy. They started this farm. It was her idea. So they have a farm in New York State and also in New Jersey. It's an animal sanctuary. The person who owned this horse, a guy named Philip Price, convicted last week on 3 counts of animal cruelty. He paid $10,000 to the Stuart farm to cover her medical bills. What a jerk.
Ugh.
I can't use the word.
I know. There's so many words I'd like to use for this person. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, I find this sort of thing.
Well, John Stewart's Animal Sanctuary, the actual sanctuary is in New Jersey. It's right near my parents. Yeah, and
they have a farm in New York, too, upstate New York.
Yeah,
well.
They have they have rescued pigs, and in Brooklyn.
Places loaded with all kinds of different animals.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, about, I want to say maybe a month or two ago, there was a cow that escaped the slaughterhouse in Brooklyn, which I didn't even know there was a slaughterhouse there, and he was wandering all through parts of Queens or something, and so now that cow lives... now lives on the Stuart Sanctuary farm. So,
and is the latest answer to the question, how now, brown cow?
Aww.
You bring the cow to John Stewart's, and that's how the cow survives. Or you can bring him to my place, because my cows are survivors as well. For those of you who are new to the program, I am a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. And just, by the way, a little plug for a program you can find at DougStephan.com and on several other, we've got all these TuneIn Radio. You can find a program called The American Family Farmer. Every week I deal with food issues, farm issues, that kind of stuff. So you may want to check it out. Just a little plug. So let's... get into a discussion of your pillow, my pillow. The my pillow is your pillow. The ladies of the house. I don't think, Kara, you didn't get your pillow yet, right? Didn't get a pillow?
It's coming. Sometime soon.
Right. Well, after your attitude this morning, it'll probably take a little longer to get to you.
Oh!
Anyway.
I'll just sleep in on my normal pillow tomorrow morning.
But it won't be as good as if you're sleeping in on a my pillow. Jennifer and Victoria have discovered something that I, who doesn't read the directions, didn't realize you were supposed to do. So my pillow is great, but apparently it could be a lot greater because I didn't throw it in the dryer before I used it. So that's the thing. We give credit to Kara's boyfriend, Lewis.
No, my boyfriend, Victoria's boyfriend.
Victoria's boyfriend, excuse me. I don't know who Kara's boyfriend is. Anyway.
She's probably, gosh, we just uncovered a Good Day love triangle.
Right. And menage a pas. They got 3 my pillows in that deal. Anyway, so I found out that you're supposed to put the my pillow in the dryer before you use it. So now that you've done that, Victoria, how is it?
I haven't done it yet because I don't have a dryer. And then you made fun of me for living in New York City and not having a washer dryer.
How can you live in a building that doesn't have a washer dryer unless you're down in Soho or something?
No, if you're in Soho, you probably definitely have. I don't live in the ritzy section of New York City. Most buildings are just really old, and they don't have a washer-dryer in the basement, so we have to go to the laundromat and drop it off.
You're going to make fun of Victoria's neighborhood now, too, Doug?
Yeah.
Guess what? My house has a dryer, Dougie.
And she has she's got a dishwasher, too. She's light years ahead of me.
Not bad. Doug always makes fun of my neighborhood, which kind of sometimes deservedly.
So. Yes. Okay. So we move from the poor side of town to the medium side of
town. We've got nice pillows in our town.
They have nice pillows. So if you want to get a good night's rest, get one of these My Pillows. Regular price applies. First pillow, second one you don't have to pay for. They'll both fit in the dryer at the same time. If you have a big enough dryer, use the dryer, and you'll have a great night's sleep. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS, which stands for?
Doug Stephan.
Doug Stephan.
Free pillow. Get a better night's rest. There's a looming, somehow or other, there's an undercurrent that I feel with the other people in the program. You folks listening home, do you feel that undercurrent? You feel a little bit of an undercurrent? Just a little.
Like undertow sucking you in.
I know, right? Like, where are we going? Are we in a riptide? Like, what are we doing?
It's all based on disrespect, I think. 800-874-8985, the promo code DS, do it soon, or Doug Steffen. Get a free pill. It's a lot of fun. The ladies are having a good time with it. You'll have a good time with it, seriously. 10-year warranty, made in America. My Pillow. 800-874-8985, or get it at MyPillow.com.
Using smart devices should not require a PhD. These new products provide simplicity and an easier life. Rowenta's intense pure air purifier features smart sensors and 4 levels of filtration to remove 99.97% of contaminants and seasonal allergens. It's the only purifier in the world that removes airborne formaldehyde, a carcinogen found in all homes. It's available in 2 model sizes. iRobot's Roomba 980 is the world's first cloud-connected robotic vacuum featuring a companion app for real-time control from any smartphone. An advanced navigation system allows it to clean an entire level of a home, and the AeroForce feature detects different floor surfaces and increases power when needed. Incipio's Command Kit wireless smart outlet and bulb adapter both allow secure internal and remote access to your home's appliances and lamp fixtures using your iPhone via Wi-Fi. Apple HomeKit certification allows Siri commands for voice control of your connected devices. Netgear's Arlo Q and wire-free HD motion-activated video cameras allow you to remotely monitor your home's inside and exterior. They're easy to set up, feature night vision, and provide activity alerts. Arlo includes 7 days of free cloud-based recording. The Arlo Q interior model also features two-way audio communication. Honeywell's second-generation Lyric Smart Thermostat syncs with any smartphone and provides a geofencing feature so your home is comfortable when you're in it and saves money when you're not. Apple HomeKit compatibility allows use with Siri and Apple Watch. The smart alerts provide filter change reminders and system failure warnings. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm Senior Editor David Gregg.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, here we have 2 cents, maybe 3 cents worth of television news and information. What's the schedule for tonight? Jen here at 47 after the hour. I will tell you that for 2 nights in a row, I've gotten 2 bits and pieces of the All the Way show on HBO with Bryan Cranston playing LBJ and Bradley Whitford doing Hubert Humphrey. What a great, great television event. I find Cranston more appealing. He looks like Johnson. I mean, if you look at him in real life, he doesn't look like him at all. But the way they made him up and the way they made up Bradley Whitford to look like Hubert Humphrey, this is a very good television program. If you get a chance to see it, you ought to. The LBJ story on HBO, very, very good. It all focuses on his trying to get the Civil Rights Bill passed. All right, Jen, what else is happening?
The Flash. We're flashing tonight, Dougie.
Oh, really?
That is ending its series, or not its series, but its season tonight on the CW. Also, ABC retiring their sitcoms for the summer, Fresh Off the Boat and The Real O'Neills. And then Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Also going to be on tonight, looking for their big winner. Niall DeMarco is the big story here. Have you guys been following this at all?
No.
Niall DeMarco is deaf, and he competed on America's Next Top Model last season. It was the last season, coincidentally, of America's Next Top Model, and he won, and he's a super hot guy, but he's competed all season long on Dancing with the Stars. As a deaf person, he can't hear the music, and he has been absolutely phenomenal, so look for him to be the big favorite on Dancing with the Stars. Now, also some TV news, Dougie. Yeah. Carpool Karaoke poised to become an international sensation.
Yep.
They are making, CBS and James Corden and The Late Late Show are making this viral singing segment available as a format to international broadcasters. This stuff is just huge. 600 million YouTube views.
Genius. All right, 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before, and good day.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria.
Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for a little chicken soup for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, depending on what time you're listening to the program. Amy Newmark is with us. She's the editor of all these Chicken Soup for the Soul books. Excellent information in there. And I think today we're going to talk about dogs. Chicken Soup for the Soul in the Focus next on Good Day.
Vacations are a time for something more. More time to relax with family and friends. More memories to make. And now, Vantage's family of brands is giving you more hotels and rewards. From America's and Canada's Best Value Inn to Country Heart's Signature, Jameson, and Lexington, Vantage has 1,200 hotels across North America to choose from. And our rewards program offers an instant 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Go to VantageHotels.com and start your vacation with something more.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer taste, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 55 past the hour. Happy to have with us Amy Newmark, who is the person behind the scenes, behind all these Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And there are at least two that deal with dogs. Chicken Soup for the Soul, Loving Our Dogs, and Chicken Soup for the Soul, I Can't Believe My Dog Did That. So one of the things that has made the news, got a lot of attention, Amy, the stories that you're writing about dogs that find cancer in their owners. This seems almost, I don't mean to say too good to be true, but hard to believe. But yet if you understand dogs and what they're all about, their olfactory, their ability to smell, how it connects their brains, this is really phenomenal. So how have you've done an overview here to a certain extent.
Yeah, we get a lot of stories from people whose dogs, who are normally very, very well behaved, all of a sudden do crazy things like bashing right into a certain part of a person's body. So I have three examples to share with you about dogs who were acting normal and then all of a sudden did something crazy. Like one woman, Yvonne Martel, her little poodle, 10 years old, always perfectly behaved, one day ran across the room and threw his entire body weight against the right side of her chest. It really, really hurt. But it actually hurt more than it should have hurt. And she went to the doctor, and sure enough, she had breast cancer. And it was at a point where she wouldn't even have been able to feel the lump. And so the dog probably caused her to find the cancer 6 months before she would have. And it hadn't spread at all. And the doctor said if it had gone another 6 months, she might have died.
God love her and the dog.
Yeah, we got another one where this dog, which was a rescue, and often people say it's these rescues that saved them from cancer. This little dog, Becca, just kept licking this woman's abdomen. And that's just weird. Dogs don't normally lick your abdomen. Mm-hmm. And she would always lick the abdomen of this woman, and then she would look urgently into her eyes, and then she would lick her abdomen again. And so finally the woman took the dog to the vet. Now, I was supposed to say she went to the doctor, but no, she took the dog to the vet to find out what was wrong with the dog. There was nothing wrong with the dog. So the next thing the woman did was she went to the doctor, and she had colon cancer.
Oh, my. And was it caught early enough so she's okay?
Yeah, it was caught early enough because the dogs find it much earlier than people would have found it. Yeah. We had another case, another rescue, and the dog kept going at this guy's neck. And he just kept licking the neck and whining and crying and just pointing at the neck with his nose and just agitating for this man to do something about his neck. And the man said, well, I have had like some soreness. And he went to the dentist and he had oral cancer. And again,
wow.
It was found in time and the man was fine after that.
All right, find these podcasts and the stories behind the stories. Search Chicken Soup for the Soul wherever you get your podcasts, or you can find them at DougStephan.com. Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup series here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stephan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.